ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. At a rally in North Carolina, Donald Trump rolling out details of his economic plan, including a proposal to do away with the tax on tips. And he criticized rival Kamala Harris and President Biden's economic policies.
We're going to defeat Kamala Harris. We're going to win back the White House in a historic landslide. And we're going to take back our country. We're going to take it back.
Harris will campaign in the battleground state Friday to lay out her economic plan. The campaign also says they've accepted the October 1st date for the CBS-hosted VP debate between Governor Tim Walz and Senator J.D. Vance. The Trump campaign has not yet responded to the invite. On the eve of another round of Gaza ceasefire talks, Hamas now signaling it will not participate, saying it's already agreed to a previous deal. The U.S. says it will still work to try to finalize a deal. Cisco Systems announcing another round of layoffs as the company moves more to artificial intelligence and cybersecurity. This is ABC News. Still no decision by NASA how to bring two astronauts home from the International Space Station, both part of that test launch of Boeing's troubled Starliner capsule earlier this summer.
NASA says there's no rush in deciding what to do, that Sonny Williams and Butch Wilmore are safely and happily aboard the International Space Station. They expect new data to come in next week to decide if the two ride Starliner home or if Starliner comes back empty. NASA's Ken Bowersox.
We've got time, and it's a fairly major discussion to decide about whether or not we're going to have crew on board Starliner for return.
If they don't come back on Starliner, the astronauts could be in space into next year. Alex Stone, ABC News.
The World Health Organization declaring a public health emergency of international concern due to Mpox, formerly known as monkeypox, that's spreading rapidly in Africa. The WHO says there are more than 14,000 recorded cases and 524 deaths this year. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Fuller's Milkers Center, LLC, Lancaster and Richland Center is your GIA dealer. See Fuller's for quality route service, milk time checks, and inflation maintenance. Visit fullersmilkerscenter.com.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO's Evening News Today, sponsored by Pine Valley Community Village. Make it your choice for senior living. Tonight, lows in the mid-60s, mostly cloudy with rain arriving after midnight. Thursday, a cloudy occasional rain, a few thunderstorms, highs of around 81. And Thursday night, scattered thunderstorms, lows in the mid-60s. It is 82 degrees.
Looking for a good career choice? Then check out these reasons for making Pine Valley Community Village your choice for a new job. Starting with reason number 3, flexibility and room to grow. Working around school schedules, helping with tuition, seeing someone grow in responsibility and compensation. Flexibility and room to grow. More reasons to make working at Pine Valley your choice for a new career. Pine Valley Community Village. Make it your choice for senior living. Log on pinevalleycommunity.org and click on careers.
Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulotz. Wisconsin's first primary under new maps went smoothly for the most part. Terry Bell reports on one exception.
Voters in the Douglas County town of Summit had the wrong assembly district on their ballots. Wisconsin Elections Commission Administrator Megan Wolf says there's nothing in state law about what happens next.
And so the county clerk, the municipal clerk, and the ballot canvassers, the chief inspectors, they're all going to have to work together in part of a public process to figure exactly what the best course of action is going to be here.
The mistake affects no more than about 700 voters. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
There was one school referendum on the ballot yesterday in the state. The Riverdale School District was requesting a $5.1 million non-recurring operational referendum. The unofficial results are in. It was close. However, the referendum was defeated with 483 yes votes to 491 no votes. New research shows nearly 40 million members of Gen Z are eligible to vote in this upcoming presidential election. 8 million of them are first-time voters. The research from Tufts University also says that nearly half of those eligible voters represent people of color. A professor of political science at UW-Madison says Democrats are trying to motivate Gen Z members to get to the polls now more than ever. He also says that Gen Z tends to lean more liberal than any other generation. Following the hiring process of a new emergency medical services director, emergency management director for Richland County, it brought into question the framework of how the county board and the joint ambulance committee work together. This was a topic of discussion at last night's executive and finance standing committee meeting. The discussion pertained to the original intent of the JAC and the current functionality of the committee. It was questioned as to whether the county board has been approving members of the committee. Brian McGraw, who has served as chair of the JAC, stated that the committee has routinely forwarded notices to the board for approval. This, however, was the first time since the inception of the JAC that they have had to hire a new director. McGraw did state, however, that the hiring committee was made up of members of the committee and board. County Administrator Candace Pesch stated that the JAC is an important part of the workings of the county. Members of Southwestern Wisconsin Regional Planning Commission were on hand to give an update on moving forward with Richland County's comprehensive plan. The plan will guide the next 10 years of Richland County's development. Public participation is integral to inform the issues and opportunities of the community and to create goals, strategies, and actions for inclusion in the comprehensive plan update. A variety of input options will be available during the process to ensure a broad base of opportunities for townships, villages, the City of Richland Center, and Richland County. All Richland County units of government will participate in the update of the comprehensive plan. Opportunities to all units of government within the county will be available for participation in the update. Four public meetings for local government participation are scheduled. Each of the meetings will encourage local government discussions around specific topics to inform the final plan and future vision of Richland County. A meeting will be held for Richland County and Richland Center on August 23rd in the county boardroom at the Richland County Courthouse. Richland County Villages, September 11th, and Richland Towns Associations, August 28th for a quarterly meeting, September 11th for intergovernmental cooperation, and September 25th for land use and economic development. Southwestern Wisconsin Regional Planning Commission Executive Director Troy Magid said the focus will be the intergovernmental piece. It was also approved last night that the Executive and Finance Standing Committee will serve as the Ethics Board. There are new standards for meat to carry the USDA certified organic label, but farmers have until the end of 2028 to comply. Seth Milstein is a reporter for the Sentinent Media. He says the new standards aim to improve animal welfare.
There were various procedures that were just flat out banned in the new standards. Tail docking of cows and gestation crates and farrowing cages for pigs or toe clipping chickens. This is stuff that animal welfare activists have been pushing for a while.
Milstein points out that the standards affect only farmers who volunteer to have their products certified USDA organic, but labels can still be confusing and misleading. Milstein says there are other certifications with even higher standards.
If you want to shop consciously with a mind towards animal welfare approved is generally recognized as the most stringent, the highest standards for the animals. Certified humane is good as well. It's not quite as good, but good.
Farmers have until the end of 2028 to meet the new USDA organic standards. AmFam field updates could be coming. In an effort to update American Family Field, the Milwaukee Brewers are considering new features like the Brewers Bash and a Brew HQ social patio. Those proposals are included in a fan survey sent out, although the plans are still in the preliminary stages with no set budget or timeline. The team says they are focused on improving the venue's offerings. Wisconsin Farm Technology Days has officially kicked off in Chippewa County. The Farming Equipment Expo is being hosted at the Chippewa Valley Music Festival grounds in Cadott and will be open from 9 to 4 every day through Thursday. The event features over 400 vendors displaying some of the latest technology in farming and connecting with other industry professionals. Tickets for Wisconsin Farm Technology Days can be purchased on the event's website, which also features a map of all the booths at the expo. As families are preparing for students heading back to the classroom over the coming weeks, Ready Wisconsin is encouraging parents to add safety to their back-to-school planning. Ready Wisconsin encourages families to take the following steps with their students to help give them the tools needed for the new school year. Create an emergency communications plan, which lists the phone numbers of parents along with members of a student's extended family or close friends to serve as backup contacts. Make sure a copy of that plan is available at school and in your student's backpack. If cell phones are allowed at school, program them with emergency contact numbers. Review safety information shared by your school, including school bus safety, evacuation procedures, and how students will be reunited with families if there were to be an emergency or other incident during the school day. Talk to your student's teacher about participating in Ready Wisconsin Student Tools for Emergency Planning program. This free curriculum for fourth and fifth grade classrooms helps teach students about being ready for disasters. Educators can find enrollment information at readywisconsin.wi.gov/step. If you have a student heading off to college, consider picking up an emergency kit for their vehicle and dorm room or apartment. Vehicle kits should include items like a cell phone charger, snacks, blankets, and jumper cables. For home kits, add items like non-perishable foods, a flashlight, portable radio, and extra batteries. Back-to-school safety is not just for those returning to the classroom. It is also important for drivers to use extra caution. Wisconsin law requires drivers to use extra caution around school buses. According to the Wisconsin Department of Transportation, people driving should stop at least 20 feet away from a bus when red warning lights are flashing. The only exception is if you are traveling on the other side of a divided road. Slow down when amber lights are flashing, which signal the bus is about to stop, and red lights will soon be activated. Drivers can pass a bus with amber lights activated, but should do so cautiously. Always follow directions from school crossing guards. Find additional tips for talking about disaster and emergency safety with your children at readywisconsin.wi.gov. You can become a community scientist by participating in the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources Operation Deer Watch and the Game Bird Brood Survey. These surveys are designed to measure the reproductive status of deer and game birds by establishing ratios of adults to juveniles. This data helps indicate the productivity of Wisconsin's deer and game bird populations. The data from these surveys, along with harvest information, provide DNR scientists with the key elements needed to make knowledgeable management decisions for these species. Participation in Operation Deer Watch and the Game Bird Brood Survey requires no registration, and observations can be recorded using a mobile device. If in a vehicle, participants should only record sightings when their vehicle is stopped and not while driving. You can report location, age, sex, and the number of deer seen from dawn to dusk during the summer months. This information helps to determine the fawn to doe ratio and ultimately deer population estimates. The deadline to submit observations is September 30th. You can collect information on the types and numbers of game bird broods observed during the summer months. This information is the basis for monitoring the reproduction of game birds for that breeding year. The deadline to submit observations is August 31st. More information and downloads for both surveys are available on the DNR's Operation Deer Watch and Game Bird Brood Survey webpages. Today's winners of $50 each in the Walk with Grace calendar raffle are Jean Delameter of Richland Center on ticket number 1088 and Sarah Brenneman of Reedsburg on ticket number 3958.
Celebrate one last fair before summer ends at the Crawford County Fair August 22nd through the 25th in Gays Mills, Wisconsin. Check out the events in the grandstand, including the Challenge of Champions Bull Ride, Sea Check Bucking Bulls Thursday night, the Tri-State Truck and Tractor Pullers Friday night, and the Demolition Derby Saturday night. Don't miss the Antique Tractor Pull Saturday at 10 a.m. or Car Show Sunday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. For more information, visit CrawfordCountyWisconsinFair.com. The Crawford County Fair, August 22nd through the 25th in Gays Mills.
Today's vinyl statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. June Ann Lassicky, 75, of Richland Center, died August 6th at Pine Valley Community Village. Funeral services will be held Friday at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel, with burial to follow in the East Pine River Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Thursday from 4 until 7, and again Friday from 10 until the time of service at 11. June Lasicki, 75, of Richland Center. Patricia M. Messeberg, 78, of Hillsborough, died Sunday at home. Funeral services will be held Friday at 11 at the Piha Funeral Home in Hillsborough. Friends may call at the Piha Funeral Home Thursday from 4 to 7, and again Friday from 10 to 11. Patricia M. Messeberg, 78, of Hillsborough. Robert J. Bob Watson, 73, of Hillsborough, died last Wednesday at Gunderson Health System in La Crosse. Funeral services will be held Saturday at 10:30 at the Piha Funeral Home in Hillsborough. Burial will be in the Mount Vernon Cemetery, Hillsborough. Friends may call at the Piha Funeral Home Saturday from 9 until the time of service at 10:30. Robert J. Bob Watson, 73, of Hillsborough. Phil Phippen, age 82, died July 13th after a long illness. A service of remembrance will be held Saturday at 11 at Christ Lutheran Church in Spring Green. Friends may call at Christ Lutheran Church Saturday from 10 until the time of service at 11. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green is assisting the family with arrangements for Phil Phippen, age 82. Charles R. Bob B., 81, of Centerville, Ohio, died February 27th at home. Family and friends are invited to join in a celebration of life picnic Saturday from 4 to 7 at the family home on South Park Street in Richland Center to share memories, stories, and laughter. Charles R. Bob B., 81, of Centerville, Ohio.
Our southern border is in chaos, with drugs and criminals flowing into our country. But sanctuary cities protect illegal immigrants who commit crimes from being deported. Like an illegal immigrant arrested for battery in Madison. He should have been deported. Instead, he was released back into the community and went on to assault several more women, including a 13-year-old girl. Senator Tammy Baldwin voted 9 times to support federal funding for sanctuary cities that refuse to cooperate with immigration officials and release these dangerous criminals back onto our streets. And Senator Baldwin voted for amnesty for 11 million illegals, including convicted criminals. Call Senator Baldwin, 608-264-5338. Urge her to support S-1068, the Stop Dangerous Sanctuary Cities Act. Stop protecting illegal immigrants and start protecting Wisconsin. Paid for by One Nation, www.onenationamerica.org.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO. Well, we're still warm out there this evening, with clouds increasing as the next storm system sits on our back doorstep. That's right, everything is going to be changing. In fact, tomorrow is going to be dark, damp, dreary, breezy, wet, stormy. Okay, I'll stop there. Wait, I forgot. And even muggier. That's right, we actually have a warm front that's going to be lifting only through the southern parts of the state. With a trailing cold front behind it, right in that middle slice, we're going to feel some humidity. And that is also the reason why we are at a slight risk for strong to severe storms tomorrow afternoon and evening. So here's how I think everything is going to go down. I think that we're going to see some light to moderate rain pushing in early in the morning, maybe a few rumbles of thunder. We'll see some moderate downpours at times as this widespread stretch of rain covers the state. But I do suspect right around lunch hour, we'll clear things out. Maybe we'll see a peak of sunshine, which is actually something that you don't want. More sunshine creates more instability for more strong, severe storms. And I think a lot of those are going to be sparking up after about 3 to 4 o'clock tomorrow evening, rolling in from the west and covering the entire state. We could see a few rounds of them. In fact, I don't expect the rumbles of thunder and the strong, severe storms to really stop until maybe early Friday morning. Looks like we get a break through late Friday morning into the early afternoon before more showers and storms fire up for Friday evening. This, of course, as the low pressure system exits to the east and wraps around the winds and disturbances. And of course, this is also going to be cooling our temperatures too. Highs on Friday, only in the mid to upper 70s. And those winds will be feisty. Now, the biggest threats with the severe storms is definitely going to be the potential for flash flooding. We are looking at rain totals of anywhere from 1 to 2 inches, if not more in some spots. Some storms could also have some damaging strong wind gusts, especially if they line out and bow out. The good news is, though, the weekend looks bright and beautiful. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO.
Richland County Bank is a hometown independent bank. What is an independent bank? An independent bank is a locally owned commercial bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. Independent banks' funds flow in and out through the community. Being a hometown independent bank makes Richland County Bank the best of both worlds. Not only does Richland County Bank know what's happening in the community, it's involved in what's happening in the community. The officers, directors, and staff all live here. Richland County Bank also understands the role local businesses and farms play in the well-being of the community and has since 1881. If you're looking for a banking partner that's dedicated to the community you call home, choose Richland County Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com.
It's a cloudy 79 degrees, 84 our high today, our morning low 57. Yesterday we had a high of 83 and no precipitation. Record high on this day set in 1944 and 96, a record low 36 set in 1964. Last year on this day, our high was 71, our low 62. Sunset today will be at 8:06, sunrise tomorrow at 6:06. No precipitation yet, the barometer still falling, it's at 30.2, and northwest winds are at 6. Again, it's 79 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO Sports is sponsored by Schwartz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection at the most competitive rates. In Church League softball action still to come this week, there is one more game being played on Thursday night, and that will be on the East Diamond at 7:30 p.m. St. Mary's will take on Church of the Nazarene. The Mission will umpire. The tournament will then conclude Tuesday night, August 20th. So that will be coming up next week. The Brewers will be in action after a tough loss yesterday, then making it 3 in a row and the past 2 home games against the Dodgers that they have fallen. They will be back in action tonight with a 6:35 pregame time, which you can hear on WRCE, AM 1450, FM 107.7. Well, head coach Matt LaFleur says that he is getting tired every time he's asked who the Packers' number one wide receiver is. They said that the repeated question drives him crazy when he hears it. LaFleur told reporters his team has a bunch of them. No Green Bay receiver who caught at least one pass last season had more than 2 years of NFL experience. Jaden Reed was a rookie as he led the team with 64 receptions for 793 yards and 8 scores. LaFleur says typically the number one receiver gets the designation after proving himself over and over again.
Summer weather in Wisconsin can be unpredictable, to say the least. That's why Schwartz Insurance in Richland Center would like to ask you if you have an updated insurance portfolio. Would you have enough coverage if you lost everything? Schwartz Insurance offers a package of insurance protection that can include property, liability, and vehicle coverage with Wilson Mutual Insurance. Call 647-8891 to be sure with Schwartz Insurance, your local Wilson Mutual Insurance agency in Richland Center.
The Milwaukee Bucks have learned which teams they will be playing during the in-season NBA Cup tournament. The league announced the schedule Tuesday along with the new sponsor name. In group play, Milwaukee will split 4 games, home and home, from mid-November through early December. The Bucks will take on the Toronto Raptors and the Pacers. The quarterfinals will be followed by the semis and final round in Las Vegas, December 14th and 17th. 4-star shooting guard Adrian Stevens has committed to Marquette as part of the recruiting class of 2025. The 6'4" Stevens is ranked the 94th best prospect in the country. He chose the Golden Eagles over offers from programs like Villanova, Georgetown, and Notre Dame. Stevens is not only a strong long-range shooter, his combination of size and strength make him a capable defender at multiple positions. And Minnesota Vikings rookie quarterback J.J. McCarthy will miss the season after undergoing surgery on his right knee. McCarthy had an operation today to repair a torn meniscus suffered at some point during his preseason debut last weekend against Las Vegas. The former Michigan standout had a solid training camp and had been expected to back up starter Sam Darnold. Vikings coach Kevin O'Connell delivered the news on McCarthy shortly after the team arrived for 2 days of joint practices with the Browns. McCarthy was the 10th overall pick in the NFL draft after helping the Wolverines to a national title. For WRCO Evening Sports, I'm Bo Hendricks.
Attention auto mechanics. TC Auto Works in Richland Center is continuing to grow and they need you. They are hiring an automotive technician with 3 years of experience preferred and a strong work history. Enjoy highly competitive pay and a full-service automotive repair facility with a fun, low-stress, family-owned atmosphere. Along with competitive pay, you will be eligible for a large package of benefits including retirement plans, paid vacation, much, much more. Call 383-1700 or pick up an application at TC Auto Works, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
Many people aren't aware that Richland County has an organization similar to Big Brothers Big Sisters. For 35 years, Kinship of Richland County has made hundreds of matches between carefully screened adults and local children who need some extra attention. I'm Michelle Nolan-Karras, the director of Kinship. Occasionally, relationships don't work out, but it's amazing how often they do. Having a mentor can improve a child's self-confidence and help them succeed at school and in life. The mentor benefits from these matches, too. Often they last for years and continue into adulthood. If you would like to become a volunteer or refer a child, please contact us at 608-475-2886 or email us at kinshiprc@gmail.com. Donations to Kinship can be mailed to P.O. Box 51, Richland Center, Wisconsin. Your gift is tax deductible and much appreciated.
This farm news and market update from Brownfield on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Tim Slack Auction and Realty, LLC, offering professional auction service and real estate, household hay, firewood, produce, and farm machinery. Visit TimSlackAuctionRealty.com for more information on upcoming sales.
Hello, this is Chase Hestetune with Timstock Auction Realty with sales results and upcoming events. Last week, large squares stopped at $200 a ton and large rounds stopped at $90 a ton. Call 608-642-2802 for more info. Walt Matthews Equipment Online Only Auction, which includes a nice line of tractors, trucks, hay equipment, trailers, and more, ending August 14th at 6 p.m. Soft close. For more information, call 608-723-4020 or to view, go to www.timstockauctionrealty.com. This is Chase Hestetune. Have a great day.
Soybeans, corn, cattle, and hogs were higher Wednesday. I'm John Perkins with the Brownfield Market Update. Stein invented short stature corn, then they perfected it. For unique hybrids derived from the most superior corn breeding program, choose MX Series Corn by Stein. Soybeans were higher on short covering and technical buying. They bounced after the recent run to new lows following the USDA's record crop and yield estimates. The recent decline in price has led to at least some improvement in export demand. September Chicago was 5 higher at 952 and a quarter. November was 6 higher at 968 and a half. September bean meal was up $5.30 at 305.10. September soybean oil was down 28 points at 40.01. Corn was up on short covering and technical buying. USDA is projecting a record yield, and while new crop ending stocks were down in the month, they still look very large. U.S. ethanol production was up on the week and the year, while the domestic supply hit a one-month low. September Chicago was 3.25 higher at 381. December was up 3.5 at $4.75. And wheat was mixed. It's monitoring early U.S. spring wheat harvest activity and the tail end of this year's U.S. winter wheat harvest. The trade's also keeping an eye on world crop weather issues impacting quality. September Chicago was 6 higher at 534.75. September Kansas City was down 1.5 at 546.25. September Minneapolis wheat was a penny lower on the day at 592. Live and feeder cattle were up sharply ahead of this week's direct cash cattle business. Megan Grebner will have more on that in just a moment. October live was up $1.37 at 182.12. December was 130 higher at 181.60. September feeders are up 217 at 244.35. October feeder cattle on Wednesday were 217 higher at 242.10. and supported by cash and wholesale business along with their discount to the cash index. October lean hogs are up $3.07 at $75.92. December was $2.50 higher at $67.25. Megan Grebner is going to have that full look at the cash livestock markets after this brief break.
We can have a positive impact simply by using our fuels, and we need to get that word out.
Have you listened to the Better Cleaner Now podcast?
So it's always a good place to start. I love telling the story.
Clean Fuels Alliance America is connecting you to experts who take you behind the scenes to learn the latest on biodiesel, renewable diesel, and sustainable aviation fuel.
It really touches every aspect of our society, from just living our everyday lives to driving to flying. It's everywhere, and it's everything we do.
Don't miss the testimonials.
Without biodiesel and renewable diesel, the LCFS program would not have succeeded.
And opportunities for farmers.
I'm really excited about cover crops. I think they have a tremendous boost to the soil health.
The benefits keep growing.
Let's not wait for zero. Let's do something responsible today.
Subscribe and listen today to the Better Cleaner Now podcast. Available wherever you get your podcasts. Better Cleaner Now.
Cash cattle trade activity was quiet again Wednesday. Bids remain elusive. Asking prices were around $187 to $188 live in the south. The north was quiet. Look for significant trade volume to hold out until sometime Thursday or Friday. Box beef into the day lower with light demand for moderate offerings. Choice down 205 at 314.88. Select down 11 cents at $300.50. Estimated cattle slaughter was 122,000 head, even on the weekend, down about 500 on the year. Cash hogs into the day higher. Barrows and gilts at the National Daily Direct were up $1.26 with a weighted average of 84.43. The Iowa Minnesota closed 59 cents higher with a weighted average of 83.83. The Western Corn Belt up $1.24 with a weighted average of 84.55. Pork values closed lower, down $1.02 at $99.31, and estimated hog slaughter was 481,000 head, even on the week, and up about 11,000 on the year. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Landowners, your timber property is a valuable asset. Contact Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage that asset. Rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's Forest Management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
I'm Brent Barnett with Ag Headline News on Brownfield. A climatologist says many Midwestern farmers can expect some precipitation heading into the weekend. Eric Hunt is with the University of Nebraska-Lincoln.
We are actually looking at reasonably pretty good chances of picking up an inch or more of rain across a lot of the Western Corn Belt and some of the Northern Plains.
Hunt says some areas of the region are in need of rain. More news is next.
When it comes to growing soybeans, you need an advantage. And with Zatavo soybean seed, you get a big one. A really big one. 3.4 bushels per acre big. It's a yield advantage made possible by BASF genetics, proprietary germplasm, and industry-leading seed quality. Talk to your retailer today about staying ahead of the game with Zatavo soybean seed.
Get out of just about anything and look like an earth-saving hero? Just use the environment excuse. High school reunion? Sorry, can't. Planetary obligations. Unfortunate bridesmaid's dress? Unfortunately, you promised the climate you'd buy more vintage. Chauffeuring teens? The earth really needs them to hoof it. The environment is always the best excuse. Find your out and opt in to cutting carbon. Just visit theenvironmentexcuse.org. Brought to you by WildAid.
U.S. EPA's former ag advisor says he's optimistic for the future of biofuels and what the growth could mean for agriculture. Rod Snyder tells Brownfield farmers and the feedstocks they produce will play an important role in the growth of sustainable aviation fuel.
We're just on the front edge of a lot of that really important work. I'm looking forward to seeing how the industry continues to adapt and work with the agency on those really critical decisions.
U.S. ethanol production moved modestly higher last week. Production averaged averaged 1,072,000 barrels a day, up 5,000 on the week and 3,000 on the year. U.S. ethanol stocks were the lowest in a month at 23.4 million barrels. U.S. turkey hatchery numbers declined in July. The USDA says there were 24.8 million turkey eggs in incubators on August 1st, 4% more than on July 1st, but 9% less than August of 2023. I'm Brent Barnett. Brownfield.
In Wisconsin, there are a lot of reasons to buy insurance. We get wind and hail, have lightning strikes regularly, and we have car accidents. I'm Dylan Lewis with Richards Insurance. Choosing an insurance company can seem difficult. They all advertise themselves as the best, but we encourage you to consider Erie Insurance, which is above all in service. Trust Richards Insurance when we say that we want to be your Erie Insurance agent. Visit RichardsInsure.com and request a quote today. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Harchi Lumber isn't just your building supply superstore. They offer a number of construction services for every type of job. Their drafting team can provide you with a set of house plans that includes front, back, left, and right views, as well as floor, foundation, and wall section detail plans. When you purchase your materials from Harchi Lumber, you're eligible to receive these plans at a discount. When you're ready to build an addition or a new home altogether, call Harchi Lumber at 608-985-7207.
Be strategic when moving old crop grain. Hello, I'm Kara Hart with Managing for Profit on Brown Field. University of Iowa Extension Ag Economist Chad Hart says many farmers have a lot of old crop grain in storage, and some of that will need to be moved to make room for what's expected to be a good crop at fall harvest. We'll find out more on Brown Field right after this.
The Wisconsin Soybean Association is excited to announce the 2024 Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest, highlighting the innovative production practices of Wisconsin soybean growers. The Yield Contest celebrates soybean growers across the state and their dedication to improving their operations. Two winners will be selected from four geographical divisions with additional awards available. Entry forms must be postmarked by August 31st, 2024. So don't wait. And remember, if you don't enter, you can't win. For more information, visit wisoybean.org.
When it comes to growing soybeans, you need an advantage. And with Zatavo soybean seed, you get a big one, a really big one. 3.4 bushels per acre big. It's a yield advantage made possible by BASF genetics, proprietary germplasm, and industry-leading seed quality. Talk to your retailer today about staying ahead of the game with Zatavo soybean seed.
Chad Hart tells Brownfield moving old crop grain soon before harvest might be a good option.
But what I would probably do is move it now, but then pair it with buying a call option where I'm extending the window for prices to improve for me, but I'm not necessarily holding on to the physical crop to do that. When I'm looking at new crop sales, one of the things I'm seeing there is getting them to think ahead is when I'm going to target my sales, having targets in mind ahead of time. And then, like I say, having a plan B, just saying I'm going to put the grain in storage and wait for $5 doesn't mean you're going to get there. We have to be realistic about where prices can go from here. $6 corn right now is well in the rearview mirror. $5 corn right now is actually well in the rearview mirror. It's being more sensitive to where the market actually is right now and what sort of price can be meaningful that it makes sense for me to move. Okay, let's say that on my farm, I fit the average that Iowa State estimates. That means when I'm looking at my production cost for corn, they're around $4.60 a bushel. So that's a realistic target that maybe I should shoot for. And then whenever I see the market offering an opportunity that gets me to $4.60, being ready to make that move. But it means having a marketing plan, sitting here going, okay, I know I'm going to use my storage, and here's the deal. I'm going to look at the market, you know, maybe 10% of that storage in the month of January. Maybe I'll do 15% in February, you know, having specific targets there. Not only targets about how many bushels I'm going to move, but what price levels am I trying to achieve? But then, like I say, having a plan B, what's the backup plan? Because I don't want the backup plan to be what we're seeing this year, where I'm still sitting on all that old crop corn, it's in the bin, and I don't know where I'm going with it. Let's not hold on that long. I'm a big believer in there should be two good opportunities for farmers to try to capture better prices throughout the year. And I describe it as with each crop, you get two shots at it. And the seasonal pattern says that those shots, when do you see them? Well, they tend to be in May and June while the crop is growing. And they tend to be in April, May, and June after the crop's already grown. And I know for some farmers, they have a hard time selling the crop they haven't already grown yet. But what that does is it limits them to just one shot instead of the two. So let's try to take more advantage of taking two shots at it as opposed to one.
I'm Kara Hart with Managing for Profit on Brownfield.
Andy from Equity Livestock. Tomorrow's our feeder sale. We got some cattle here consigned. If you have any questions or consignments, feel free to go barn at 647-6151 or Andy at 434-4023. And don't forget, we are open from 4 to 6 tonight for your convenience and open back up at 7 a.m. And hope to see you at the sale.
We're 20 minutes out from that 6 o'clock hour and heading back to some music to keep you company. And, well, we're going to hear a song, an older tune from Mark Chestnut called Going On Later On.
Well, what you got going on later on? What you getting into tonight? If you don't have a plan, plan on having one. What you got going on later on? I cash my check at the AmSouth drive-thru, couple hundred bang. Bought a bag of ice for my igloo. Around a Miller Lite half rack. Stop by the shack long enough to shower and call you on the telephone. Well, it's Friday night and I'm having a party and you can't have a party alone. So what you got going on later on? What you getting into tonight? If you don't have a plan, plan on having one. What you got going on? Watch the sunset. Zip a couple long necks up in a koozie. Get cozy in my pickup bed. We could take it into town and do some honky tonk and break in your new cowboy boots. Or we can just stay in, lay low on the sofa, baby. Anything you wanna do. So what you got going on later on? What you getting into tonight? If you don't have a plan, plan on.
Once again, Mark Chestnut on WRCO. From the Lost and Found Department to Lost Today, near the Apostolic Faith Church, a Samsung phone, the lock screen will show an email contact, which is kruselyluna@gmail.com. If you find this phone, though, give a call to 608-475-1749.
I could buy a house on Memory Lane. I'd put my money down and I'd sign my name on that little corner lot where it don't ever rain. We'd stay good as new, like a fresh coat of paint. You'd be mine in the shine of the front porch light. Yeah, I might as well live there, baby. That's where I spend most of my time. About those sunsets, that bled into jean jacket nights, those tangled up mornings lost in paradise. So drunk on the feeling when I close my eyes, you're pulling.
only you in my life, the only thing that's right.
Life hack number 7, get an iPhone 12 on Straight Talk.
Life hack.
Here's how it works. You walk into Walmart, go to the electronics section, ask for iPhone 12 with 5G and a dual camera system, and select the new Silver Unlimited plan. They'll smile because it's a good plan. You get real unlimited data all for just $20 a month for the whole first year. Get it at Walmart or StraightTalk.com. Straight Talk. Less dollars, more sense. Taxes and fees apply. Requires activation of iPhone 12 and a new Silver Unlimited plan or higher end auto pay enrollment. $25 a month service credit applied for up to 12 months if eligibility requirements are met. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com.
LS Tractors are a great tractor at a great price. Hi, this is Rick from the Homesteader Store. Let an LS Tractor do all those jobs that need to get done. They make tractors from 21 to 101 horsepower. These excellent tractors have hydrostatic transmissions for ease of use. They come with loaders, 3 points, and PTOs to power any attachments. LS has great long-term financing. I would invite you to our indoor showroom at the Homesteader Store, Highway 14 East Richland Center, or at homesteaderstore.com.
Your Touchstone Energy Cooperative knows safety is the backbone of reliability. From the ongoing training of our line workers to classroom safety programs for our kids, our commitment to electrical safety has always been job one. So we can deliver reliable energy and peace of mind. That's why safety runs through everything we do.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information. Are you ready to give your business a kickstart? Reach new heights and boost your sales with WRCO Radio. Give Henry a call today at 608-647-2111.
WRCO, this is Henry. How can I give you the business?
That's 608-647-2111. Let WRCO drive your business to success. Walsh's Ace Hardware is your grilling destination. Walsh's has a grill for just about any situation. From Weber, Napoleon, Traeger, Blackstone, Charbroil, Pit Boss, and Orion, they can help. They always have a buy two, get one free deal on their chips, chunks, and pellets, so be sure to mix and match to try something new. Propane is your choice. They refill and exchange cylinders. Get ready to grill any time of year, courtesy of Walsh's Grilling Department.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
This love is getting kind of dangerous. Feels like it's a loaded gun. My
and how to talk to Jesus. In the darkness of my room, he held my hand when I got stitches. When one of Tommy Tyler's pitches hit my face. One time I stole from your purse, then I lied and made it worse, but you loved me anyway. Proud of me, and I